neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Came back home with a very valuable gift, special gift, the tablets. It says in Tertan al-Rusha, Vayashlech. The next word, it has a Qari and Ketiv. If you paid attention, some of the Chumashim has the print of the Sefer Torah. The way it's written in the Torah is Miyado. Then we read it Miyadav. You notice? Well, Baal Gored actually runs into it, to this matter. Maybe in Chumashim, it's not broad and it's not really noticeable. But the question is, how come the Torah says Miyado, then we read it Miyadav? Miyado means from one hand. Miyadav means both hands. It's in chapter 32, Pasuk 19. Lamed Bet 19. It says, Vayashlech Miyado, you can read it because there is no yud. And then we read it Miyadav.
Miyado. You can read it Miyado. The way it's written, actually Miyado. But we read it Miyadav.
What's the rest of the pasuk say?
He let it go from one hand. And then it says he broke it.
So he let it go from all of us.
Yeah, so the depth of matter is more, but the point here is, why is it written one hand, but we read it both hands? There's more to it. So now when Moshe, Rabbeinu Alav Shalom, he came back, so what did he have to blame these people? What did they do wrong?
What did Moshe Rabbeinu
do? No, no, no.
What could he blame them for? What type of wrongdoing they did?
They rushed.
I know, but what were they doing?
Idol worship.
So which command is it in the Ten Commandments?
Lo yelecha Elohim acherim. The first one, right? So now actually, they forsake which luchot?
The first.
There's two, right? So the first one, so which one should break? The first one, because the first one doesn't apply anymore, because they forsake the command that is in which tablet?
The first one.
So that's what the Torah
is written. He was thinking, by Yashrev Miyado, Yashrev Miyado, how many? What? Then he says, no, he broke both of them. Why?
What's the second Luchot is all about? Ah, so you didn't do anything, Ben Adam Chaverot.
How could you keep Ben Adam Chaverot when you can't keep Ben Adam Lamachot?
What has anything to do with it?
It destroyed the whole situation for everybody.
No, you love somebody, you care for somebody, you do kindness to somebody, you hug somebody, you call somebody. What has anything to do with the first one? You understand the point?
But it was what they were doing. They were involved.
In general, what do you mean? They're the two separate luchot.
One without the other is kind of work.
I'm sorry?
One without the other wouldn't work.
No, but the point of matter here is, they didn't forsake the second luchot. That's what the whole code here is. This is Miyado. Then Miyadav. Then he let go both of them. But why? Well, what's the philosophy behind it?
So let's say, if two people, they're very close, they're very attached, they care about one another. What's the basis that keep these two people together? Why? How can you glue them together forever? Exactly. If they don't believe that there is a creator, there is a Hashem, this relation, they would never last.
in any relation that you don't believe that there is a creator and you don't have the fear of Ribbono Shel Olam, this attachment is only
temporary.
So that's what the Torah is teaching us. He wanted to break the first one. He says, Miado. He says, no, it doesn't work that way. Because the attachment between two people has to be on the base of fear of Ribbono Shel Olam. So he had some type of dilemma, you know, because he's not his, he cannot break whatever he wants. So first he was thinking, so they forsake the first Ruchot. Then he realized even whatever that they are attached together, they have they had Achdut. But it's baseless. Why? Because for relationship to last and continue or be healthy relationship, you need to have the awareness that Ribbono Shel Olam is always the foundation and the base of this relationship.
Yeah. But how does that answer your question? We don't change the Torah by ourselves. How did Hashem tell us to read it differently?
No, we have many places. We have Ketiv and Peri. Even in Tehillim or in 24 books. It's written in one way, but read it in a different way.
That's true.
Because there are many places. Even in this morning, I've been studying in the morning, this morning, poof, if you pay attention, the Tehillim, that it is no print, like the place that it says, Lo Anachnu, it says, it's written with Lamed Aleph, but we read it Lamed Bab. Because there's a message in it. Why it's written in one way and we read it in a different way. Hashem is like, you know, that the base of all the relationship will be an Irad Hashem,
Amen.
That all the relationship will be forever.
Amen.
Full of Kedusha, Tahara, Bezad Hashem, Shekhinato Yidbarat, Ahabat Chinam, Ben Am Yisrael. Amen.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.